Hilariously Melbourne. Fifi, Feb, and Nick are brought to you by Burbank Homes. Find out about their big bonus promotion for title landholders and save up to 18K on your new home. Head to burbank.com.au. TNCs apply. 101.
This is the Fox. Tomorrow, we are live from here. Gatlinbrook is a little old place near Cranbourne and Narrewarren.
It's Brecky in the Burbs. Lynbrook, baby!
Lynbrook, we're in Lynbrook. Come look out at Lynbrook.
Oh, yeah, we're going to be there all thanks to Burbank Homes. Find out about their big bonus promotion for title landholders to save up to 18K on your new home. How good's that? Head to burbank.com.au. T's and C's do apply.
Yes, we'll see you in Lynbrook tomorrow. Come along and say hi. We're loving Brekkie in the Burbs. And we're learning more and more about the suburbs we're heading to. Croydon last week. Well, I was teaching you guys about Croydon because that's where I used to hang out at Arian Nightclub. Hoppers, Lynbrook this week. And the great thing about all the suburbs of Melbourne and areas of Melbourne, there's local legends. And it's great talking to people and hearing about local legends. And we were only talking about them in the office yesterday. And I heard about four local legends from areas around Melbourne, and I hadn't heard of these legends. Leon, in Brunswick or Fitzroy?
Yeah, Fitzroy, Collingwood.
Who's Carrot Man?
There's a man, his name's Nathan, apparently. He walks around Fitzroy, Collingwood, actually the city as well, the CBD, holding a giant, like, papier-mâché carrot just to make people happy because he gets photographed all the time just for the sake of that. Walks everywhere.
That's
known as Carrot Man.
No, like, I love the idea of a local legend. Like,
isn't there a dude that walks around the city boxing with a goat?
Is it the city?
Goat? City or the lamb or the goat or something?
There is someone with a goat. I've seen the goat person.
There's a goat man.
The goat man. James Lake, our wonderful newsreader, who's probably busy dealing with the news at the moment. But James, Yarra Junction, there's a legend?
Yeah, there's a legend who walks a pony up and down the Warburton Highway with his pet dog riding on the back of the pony, which I think it's like a fox terrier. So little dog on a little horse.
That's so cute. That's cool. Does he have a nickname?
No, I've never spoken to him.
Just man with the horse
now.
And the dog.
Yeah, the man with the horse and dog.
I like this. 13 10 60. Tell us more. Are there any local legends around where you live or you've seen? Leon, you got another one.
Yeah, actually, I grew up in Lilydale, and there was a woman called the Lady of Lilydale, and she was a
God.
Main intersection. She was an elderly woman who sat at the top of a main intersection. Her house was right at the end, and she always sat dressed from head to toe in purple on a rocking chair just watching the traffic go by.
Ooh, I love that. I want to be the Lady of Lilydale. Like,
you can be. You can be.
Like the Lady of Shalott.
The Lady of
South Melbourne. Because that's where we are right now, the radio station.
All right, get out on the balcony, start staring at the traffic.
Put the red light out the front.
Why would I have a red light?
Hey, there's a... Huh? Sorry, what?
What?
There's a legend that gets around Hampton, about 6'3", black hair, beautiful brown eyes, good rig, no shoes, toothless.
Toothless.
Called the Louche.
Oh.
Louche. Brendan Favola, of course. Don't you have it? Actually, you are a legend from Earl Court Narry, Birch Court Narry
Birch Court.
Warren.
Mate, that's the first time you've got that wrong. I've got a statue in Webb Street.
Yeah, there you go. Narry Warren, statue of Brendan Favola. You're a local legend. Look at the phones meltdown. Wow. We want to hear about your local legends. Daniel from Rosebud. Oh, no, he's gone. Where'd he go?
He's back. Here he is.
Maybe he is
Daniel.
The legend.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, Daniel. Hi. Do you know about a local legend?
Yeah, I used to work at South End Shopping Centre. I served Fev a few times.
What store, just out of interest? Where is Fev shopping?
No, it was actually at the cinemas. I work in the Gold Class there.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Oh, you're welcome. I know who you're going to talk about here. I bet you I know who you're talking about.
It's the headphones guys.
Yeah.
You know him? Running up and down all through the shopping centre.
What?
Headphone this guy, Boxy. So this guy, he's a young fella. He's got a backpack on, headphones like I've got on now, and he just walks around Southland listening to music all day and at a pace, like boom, boom, just up and down, and he's there every day, all day.
Just keeping the vibe going.
Without a doubt, yeah.
Mm.
That's great. I like that. That's a motivated local legend.
Yeah. He just gets around Southland. I don't know what he does.
With big over-the-ear headphones on.
Yeah, and a backpack and pace. Like the pace is, it's like he's walking for Australia. You know, like the walkers? Yeah.
Yep. Right, okay, good one. Yeah. Hey, Josiah, what was the one you mentioned in Shepparton?
Yeah, I lived in Shep for a couple of years. There was a bloke called Noir. He used to dress up in all black, and at the end of a night, he'd come out of the bars and clubs. He'd escort, like, the girls and make sure they're safe to their cabs and that sort
and
of stuff.
He was dressed up in black?
Yeah, he called himself Batman? Noir. Yeah, he had a full mask. You didn't know what he looked like. He was, like, he's this mysterious guy.
Noir man in Shepparton.
Wow.
Wasn't me.
The exact person I'd avoid going to a cab, I reckon.
Yeah.
I'm in a mask. Let me take you to your cab. I'm all right, champ. I'll wait here.
Kirsty in Croydon Hills. Hi, Kirst.
Hello.
Hi. Is there a local legend in Croydon Hills?
There is. It is the Spider-Man who goes fittingly as Peter Parker. He started in COVID, actually, to help out the kids and just bring a bit of light to the area.
Yeah.
So he runs around and does his exercise in a Spider-Man costume.
That is very cool. Does anyone know who he is?
I'm not sure, actually, because he's got his own Facebook page and, you know, everyone honks at him and waves, but I don't think I've ever seen him without his Spider-Man costume, so I can't actually say.
Because it's a commitment to the mask if you're exercising. Like,
commitment.
There we go. Oh, I like that, though. I love
Remember we found Batman? The Batman dude was getting around?
Yeah.
There's a bit of a loose operator.
Yeah. Yeah. Might be in jail, but we're still
talking. Spider-Man in Croydon Hills. Thanks, Kirsty. Az from Werribee. Hey, Az.
Oh, hi. How you going?
Good, Az. Who's a local legend we should know about?
Well, Fez might know about this one. So we're a Blues family through and through. And there is a Blues supporter that gets around at the games with a white bunny on his shoulder. So he's just walking around the games. And we don't know his name, but we know the bunny's name is Bianca.
Gee.
Gets around the footy with a bunny on his shoulder.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm.
That's right. And he's there at every game.
Mm.
He's there at every game. He walks around the outside of the stadium. We thought it was a bit of a practical joke at Easter and that he might have just gotten the bunny out at Easter time, but no, he's there week after week.
So what, in the stadium or outside?
No, outside.
It doesn't go in with the bunny. He should go to Fitzroy or Collingwood and hang out with Carrot Man.
This is fascinating. I love this. We've got real characters around Melbourne. Thanks, Az. Lisa in Beaconsfield.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Lise. Who's a legend around Beaconsfield?
Well, he's not actually in Beaconsfield. He's up in Belgrave, and there's a guy that's been walking around for years dressed as a wizard.
I've heard of this dude.
Yeah, he dresses like a cloak, and he's got a stick with like a ball on the top that he's created, and...
He gets around Alinda and stuff, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
He wanders
Sassafras
around Albert. Yeah, all around those areas. You'll just see him pop up.
It's quite scary.
Yeah, he's quite bizarre. He doesn't actually talk to anybody. He just walks along the highways.
We've been inundated, actually. It's funny you mentioned this, Lisa. So many calls have apparently come through about the Wizard of Belgrave.
Have we checked? Because you said years. Like, is he a wizard? He could just be a wizard. Nobody's checked.
Very Australian. Did you hear what you just said?
Nice costume, champ.
He doesn't speak to anyone. He just gets around. He hangs out in the woods and stuff. It's weird.
Well, hang on, Lise. Thank you for nominating the Wizard of Belgrave. Now, Kirsty in East Ringwood has actually talked to the wizard. Are you there, Kirsty?
Yes, I am. Yeah. So I'm a community nurse, and I worked for years in the Yarra Ranges. So I have talked to him before. He does talk, but he is an absolute superstar.
Wow.
He has he's in his 90s and he walks for kilometres from Belgrave South to Tacoma. He's amazing.
And he looks fantastic. We've just had a photo from obviously on a Facebook page shown to us. They are impressive to walk with all those bells and jingly things
now,
on.
Kirsty, you say you're in community health. Does he drop off some sort of spells and potions and whatnot, things that can help people out? Because he looks like this man's got the goods.
He has got the goods. He has done little tarot readings and spells for people in shops before. So he is a legit wizard.
Legit wizard. I love that.
Wow. Love the Wizard of Belgrave. This has been really enlightening.
Should go track him down.
He's a legit wizard.
You should go and find all these local legends. The phones are still going. I didn't know there were so many living legends in all the suburbs.
1019 The Fox.
Boys, I've got a treat for you.
Mm-hmm.
When you need the play-by-play.
I've heard of the NFL.
Or the biggest sporting moments.
I've heard of the NBA.
There's one person to turn to.
I used to play indoor cricket.
There
I used to do inter-school gymnastics and inter-school diving. They're my areas of expertise.
And they are three massive sports.
Sports report.
Not just treat a sports me. Report, it's a double attack.
Why doesn't Hughesy jump on with you, Fev, and you do your COD thing on your switches?
BB talks tech.
Whoa.
Sports and together.
Tech. Sports and tech in one conversation.
Christmas in May.
Guys, this will affect so many people. Nobody I know personally, but FIFA and EA are separating. They're going separate ways.
Oh, my God. That means EA Sports the in the game.
FIFA video games done. Over.
Do you know what that saying is, Boxy?
What?
A Sports, it's in the game.
I don't know that.
That used to be their opener before all of their games, FIFA, Madden, NHL.
Everything.
If it's in the game, it's in the game.
Now, FIFA, that's obviously soccer. So it's a soccer video game that a
massive.
Lot of... It's huge.
Yeah.
So,
huge.
I've got it.
I used to play every year.
So why are they ending it, do you think?
I heard there was a deal. They asked EA Sports, for double the amount of money to license. And EA Sports said, all you do... I'm taking over your double segment.
No, this is good. I just read it, though.
Yeah.
Seeking at least double the 150 mil.
And all EA Sports get out of that is they put FIFA on the box. So EA Sports will release a new soccer game, but it'll just be called something different.
Which is fine. Would you you'd still play the soccer game without the word FIFA on it?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, but everyone knows the soccer game as FIFA. Do you want to play FIFA?
People will still
play. You know what I mean?
Like
EA?
I'm a gamer. You want to play EA?
Yeah.
Oh, is that you trying to start some new?
Yeah, EA soccer.
But it is just FIFA. Like it's been I had FIFA 98, 90. Yeah. I've had them all since I was a kid.
Like
every year.
FIFO. Just change a letter.
FIFO. Very
just
different.
Just call it.
Fly in, fly out. If it's in the mine, it's in the game.
Hey, good though. I didn't know that. That's amazing.
That's huge news, isn't it?
That's big news. So next year. So that they get the best soccer player in the world and they put them on the front. You know, they have that on the front of the game.
Mm.
So next year, 2023, it won't be EA Sports, will it?
No,
it won't be FIFA.
It won't be FIFA.
They might still pay. They might pay the players, though. Just get Ronaldo to be on the front.
Yeah.
There you go.
There you go. Well done. Who's Ronaldo play for?
Manchester United.
Oh!
Can I get it?
Yes.
What a legend.
I was going to say Madrid Real, but then I went
Real Madrid.
Can I just do a quick shout out before I forget?
Of course you can.
It's Kaz's birthday today, my mum.
Oh, happy birthday, Kazza.
And I just want to say happy birthday to her, and I love her.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's
just so
nice
I don't
that
forget.
You remembered then, during the
No, I remember when Jess...
Chat.
No, when Jess Melboy was talking about her nephew's birthday, and I went, oh my God, it's my mum's birthday. And then I text her and she just wrote thank you back and I just thought I'd give her a shout out because I never normally do that.
No, that's
She brought
nice.
Me into the world, gave
that's
me
nice
everything I've got.
Have you got anything else on soccer or video games?
He bought her FIFA.
Mum brought me my first FIFA game.
Oh,
yeah.
There you go.
Happy birthday, Kaz.
Kazza.
101.9 The Fox.
There is no one nicer in the industry than the woman who has graced us with her presence in the studio, Jess Melboy.
I'm just jamming now.
Well, you know what? You should be jamming because your new song, Automatic, we're going to play it in the next few minutes.
Oh, yes!
Jess!
Babe, pump the gas in. Don't hit the brakes. London,
yo!
You have smashed
it. Oh, my God.
Wow. Can you just sing the rest of the songs for us today? Sounds on a
I could do this all day.
You're just killing it.
Thank
I mean,
you,
every the voice, you are absolutely starring, smashing it.
Yeah, like it's been so insane, obviously, to take, be in the red chair, first of all, and be that coach and, you know, give wisdom as much as I can, experience to a lot of these artists that are just, they're braving it, really. They're coming on and they're really switching up their style. And although that, they may not sing R&B or soul, they'll give it a go. So it's nice to be able to sit there and watch them, be that sponge and take it all in and use that. Yeah.
I find, like, I love The Voice. I'm a voice tragic. I watch it every day with my wife. And you and Rita are the best. You're so funny. You make the show. Then you got your two little outsiders in.
You know, and that's natural, eh? It's so genuine. Two little outsiders.
Sidekicks.
Two little wingmen out there.
Yes, our sidekicks.
Little Robins and the Batmans.
Your little handbags.
Yo, out the side look out. There. Honestly, it does feel a little bit like that with me and Rita. It's genuine. Like, we, you know, we sometimes, we, you know, like, we love the same music. Like, yeah. I remember when I first met her, like, we're going through, you know, who we are and our background, and she started playing this playlist, and I was like, yo, I know every song. And she's like, oh my God, we have, like, this is our thing in common. Oh my gosh, we're going to get along. And from that day, from the first, obviously, season of The Voice, like, yeah, we just locked. Like,
you both got
like,
so
we
much
knew each
energy.
Other for a long time, you know?
It's like you press a button, she presses the button. It's like there's not many times where you didn't press a button. It was like you just went at each
it's
other.
It's commonness, hey? Like, honestly, it's we just so have a lot good. Of things in common, which is pretty mad, you know? But fun, you know, like girl power on that stage. And you've got Keith on the other side, got Guy there.
The handbags.
Yeah, the handbags. But no, it's been fully like watching the artists come through it and watching them transform.
Where do you find
like,
these people? Every year.
Look,
they're like
every
phenomenal.
Year, it gets like bigger and better. And honestly, like sometimes I sit there and feel like overwhelmed, but I think more so just like, wow, like I shouldn't even be giving you wisdom because you already know it, you know? Like I'm going to sit back and be a cheerleader and just encourage you, you know?
Which is what you do so well.
Sometimes.
And we are celebrating new music too for you, which is exciting to be back. Even on the promo trail, talking about new music, because the last few years we were just saying off air, so tough, you know, radio, you know, creating new music, that's releasing
it.
New music.
Yeah, I guess, you know, I think the perks of it too was I was able to still create music in my little studio at home. So I was still writing, I was still creating, playing the piano and just recording things on my phone and writing things, you know, in my little notes and... I felt I was still, you know, being able to work and create something so that, you know, eventually we could go out and perform. And, you know, Glow was one of those, you know, that magic. Automatic is that magic for me. Automatic is like, if I could describe it, it's totally about in all aspects of your life, like taking control, you know. And I just feel like I'm at a place where I feel like I've got,
yes, you do
stuff together.
You
know what I mean?
Have.
Everything's in line.
By the way,
aligning.
You making music at your house, I could think of nothing worse than a neighbour singing, but it'd be great if it was you. I've got a neighbour trying to learn the bagpipes and I'm calling the cops. It has
sometimes
to stop.
I feel like the bagpipes, though. Like, I always feel like sometimes I'm like, I wonder what they're thinking. I'm sure they're like, thinking, just can you please shut up?
No,
you know
they're telling all their friends. Jess Malvoy lives next door.
Secret concert.
Come hang their head
on
over the fence.
The door's open.
That one's
let's
a
go.
Hit.
Yeah.
That one's a hit.
Right. Taking calls.
Now, spin their chairs around.
Yep.
Everyone's waiting. We will put Automatic on the airwaves in minutes. But first, we're going to play a fun game with you, Jess. This is the first time we've done it on the show, and we've been waiting for the right guest, and we thought this. You will love it.
Oh
I think
gosh.
You will excel at it.
Okay.
It's a little game we call Let's Get Lyrical.
Let's get lyrical. Get them all, it's a miracle. Let's get lyrical.
Now, what do you think of Leon's voice? That was our producer,
was
DJ
that,
Sher.
Was that you?
That's
wow.
Leon.
No, pretty good.
Me, all me.
That's good. You had a little bit of like vibrato in there, you know.
Didn't quite hit your licks.
Yeah, licks, yeah. Yo,
using
them terms.
I wouldn't
vocal terms.
Here's how the game works, Jess.
Yes.
We're going to give you a word.
Okay.
And you have 5 seconds. There'll even be a clock.
5 seconds.
To think of a song that has that word in the lyrics.
All right, I'm going to take my
This is fun.
Oh, hello. Business.
Business. Is, we
okay,
are on.
This is good.
I was going to wear that today. I'm happy I didn't. It'll be very embarrassing.
Green on green.
Okay, so do we have a clock ready? Because it's 5 seconds.
Good
it's going
to
go fast, Jess, but I reckon you are good for this. All okay. Right. Can you think, Jess Malvoy, of a song that has the word mountain in it?
Oh my god! Oh, 10 seconds. No!
Ain't no mountain high.
Oh my gosh, I love that song. My goodness. Look, the pressure is real.
Wow.
The pressure is intense.
Okay, I wasn't turning my chair.
Okay, I've got another one. I got this.
Hey, Fee, say automatic.
Yeah. I'm getting there.
I got this. All right.
Okay, you've got this. Come on, Jess. All right. Should we make it 10 seconds? I'm just wondering.
Yeah, make it 10.
Let's make it 10. Here we go. You got 10 seconds, Jess. Can you think of a song with the lyric world?
If I could change the world, I'd do more for my love.
Yeah.
Oh, is that the word?
Yeah.
Oh, what's it called? If I could change the world, I would be a sunlight in your universe. Is that it? You would take my love?
Yeah. Change the world.
Yeah, change
Clapton.
The world.
Eric Clapton.
Yeah.
Clapton.
That's him. That is great. Okay,
oh
you're back on the board.
Okay.
Here's another one.
Oh, gosh, that was too long.
Can you think of a song? With the word
too intense.
Tonight.
Oh my god, tonight. Tonight.
Tonight. I'm in love with you tonight. Give me everything tonight.
Too much.
Bit of Pitbull.
Too much. No, I lost that one. Sorry.
Okay, I'm going to get you back in it. I'll get you back in it. I reckon this one's an easier one. Here we go. You've got this, Jess. Can you think of a song? Poor Jess Malboy, we've broken you.
Gosh.
Put the jacket back on, I think.
Okay. Yeah, I'm up near the coat.
Can you think of a song with the lyric, stop?
Stop right now. Thank you very much. I need somebody with a human touch.
Spice Girls, yes.
Yes.
Now this one, you just need one more to win.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, you're hanging the balance here. There's a lot on this. Jess Malboy.
Okay.
Here we go. Ending on a toughie.
Oh, no.
Can you think of a song with the lyric automatic in it?
Automatic. That's me, babe. Jessica Malboy.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
You know how when people want to go to an event or a festival, Leon, our executive producer, likes to go to festivals like Glastonbury and Coachella, and he jumps online, he sets appointments when you've got to get on to book tickets. Yeah. I've never gotten involved in that. And even for concerts, you know, you go, oh, look, I don't like the mad rush.
And you know why you don't do that?
Why?
Because you get Leon to do it.
Yeah. There was one time, tickets for my daughter's musical, and they said, you've got to get on it. No, I just don't like the panic. But anyway, 2 weeks ago, you might know about this because we talked about it on the show. Yeah. Moulin Rouge, the musical, is coming back.
Oh.
Now, I saw that like a month ago. And
brilliant.
Fev, you saw it too. I loved that so much that I wanted to go again, but it was sold out.
Mm-hmm.
It was just like, and I love musicals, and that one just got me, and I thought I really, really want to see it again. And then they've put on
a lot of covers.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah,
it's just all
it is,
songs.
Man.
You know all
it's
the
like
songs.
It's like a disco. It's amazing.
Wow. It's really good. And then, as you probably know, they're bringing out more shows next year in 2023.
Yeah.
So I knew that this was like two Fridays ago, and I sat there and I went, right, I've got to get on, got to get on. So when the tickets went on sale at 9, I jumped on, and what I did, it crashed a couple of times, which is a bit frustrating, but that's no one's fault. This happens.
It is.
So I'd put in the date, and they give you like a 6-minute window to get all your info in. Well, that's hard. Credit card details, got to have it sitting there. So I'd pick
your name, address, the amount of tickets you want, and your credit card details
but it's
6 minutes.
You're
not defusing a bomb.
Seats.
Yeah, I know.
So I picked my seats. It was a Saturday matinee because I do matinees. That's my thing.
Oh, the best.
I got my my tickets for the Saturday, and then it crashed, and I quickly got back in, got another 6 minutes starting. I grabbed my seats again, and as I clicked purchase, and it was all the little thing was going through, I looked at the date and went, oh no,
oh,
I
no.
put the wrong date in. And that I'm away that week. It was like September school holidays.
Oh no.
So then what I did was I tried to ring. I rang the number, because I went, I've got to quickly get on to someone and get that swap to the right date. So I rang Ticketmaster and I was on the phone for about 20 minutes. She's transferring me. She said, we just can't find your tickets anywhere. And I kept giving her my reference number. And then she said, oh, that's Ticketek. Wrong people. No. So then I'm like, now I've got to get onto Ticketek. Well, Ticketek is so swamped at the moment, they don't even take your call. So there's just a message going, we're really overwhelmed.
Because Moulin Rouge is happening.
Yeah, Moulin Rouge. So I went, oh gosh, okay. So now I can't even speak to them. I jumped online and I saw that the seats that I wanted for the date I wanted were still available. Ooh. And I'm in panic mode because I thought,
wow.
Okay, hang on a second. If by the time someone from Ticketek gets back to me via email.
Why are you even thinking that? Click and book.
I did. I've doubled up.
I'll take the other ones.
Well, where are they? Thank you for saying that, Fev, because I've then bought an extraordinary amount of money. Like, tickets are really expensive. I was up to about $600.
Because you just keep buying tickets. I know. That will happen.
But, and then I wrote an email to Ticketek.
Ticketek?
And I wrote to Ticketek.
Can you please make it 10 minutes? I was panicked.
I felt like saying
that. Hey, the time clock kills you. I booked a trip yesterday and it was 12 minutes. It makes me melt a bit. I'm like, I don't need a timer.
I wrote an essay to Ticketek. I said it crashed. I logged back in. I've clicked the wrong date. I was panicking because at the 6 minutes and I bought them for the wrong date. Now, I've gone on and bought, I've doubled up. So I've bought more. So it's a lot of money. Even my mum, she was doing my credit card. She helps me with my finances. And mum's like,
how old are you?
Thank you.
Mum's like, Mum, what's the Dolomites number?
Mum said, what have you bought tickets to? You've spent a fortune. Like, I doubled up. So
hold on. Are you going to try and sell them now or something? No, this isn't Gumtree.
I've already said I'll take them.
I've already, though, it's been 2 weeks. I haven't heard back from Ticketek. I'm like, what's going on?
Oh, they won't email you back. They've got the money.
Why?
There's no way they're going to email you back.
Surely that's customer service to go.
No,
what?
They don't care.
Really?
What are you going
to
do? No.
This is news to me where you can make a mistake booking something online and nobody cares.
No one cares, man. They've got their money.
Will you pay me for the tickets?
Yeah. What date are they?
I'd have to get
in September. I'll take them.
2023.
How much did you
Not
pay
this
for them?
Year. Next
How much
year?
Did you pay for
Hold
them?
Hold on. You were
for two
panicked.
For $300 or something?
Yeah, it's about $350.
It's like a car when you drive out, so that means I'll be worth $175. I'll pay $175 for the tickets.
Less then. Well, so you were panicking over Moulin Rouge tickets 18 months from now for a matinee on a Saturday.
Yep.
There's.
I hope I'm still
They weren't going that fast.
They weren't going. This is. Do you know what? It's like ticket terror. And 131060, if anybody has gone through a similar scenario where you've either ended up overbooking, double booking, spending a fortune, not hearing back, things are crashing, and particularly when you're doing it for other people. Like, remember Leon was in a tears when I asked him to book me tickets online for my
I just know the pressure. Like, I can usually scalp some tickets to a gig if I don't get them online, but was it the play or something at the school?
Yeah, it was a school play, but you were like, I'm refreshing and it's not refreshing.
You put the fear into me going, you get me good seats.
Because you get Glastonbury tickets, you can get me school musical tickets.
I booked tickets for a holiday a couple of years ago. I think you remember this boxy, I was going to call you Snooksy. It was overseas. It was in our July holidays and I booked it in. It was like for 2018. And I've put it in July the 1st to July the 18th. And I was like, bang, put all the names in, set it off, paid for it, did everything. Alex gets the email and she said, hey, moron, this is 2020. You booked for a year later.
Oh.
And I got the wrong year.
You see?
Like, it's hard. It's easy to do because the timer kills you.
Yeah.
There was only like a couple of minutes to go and I'm trying to put all the kids' names in. When you've got six people to put in, for all the bookings, it takes a long time. Got to put all the names in, all your frequent flyer numbers.
Your passport.
Bang, got
details.
The wrong year. 2.5 hours on the phone waiting to get, and they changed it, thank God. And they wanted to charge me a fee for changing it. I said, I booked it 10 minutes ago.
But we're only human. Forgive
Humans
us.
Make mistakes, bro.
You know what, Melbourne? Give us a buzz. 131060 phone lines have already lit up. Ticket terrors make Fee feel better, just like Fev has right now.
And if anyone wants Moulin Rouge tickets, let me know.
No,
I told you I want them.
Hi, Jody.
Yes, hi.
Jody, have you experienced ticket terror online?
I have experienced ticket terror. Very similar situation. Trying to get tickets for my 15-year-old daughter for Cedric the Entertainer.
Oh, yeah.
And he's not... This was last year, and he's not performing until August this year. And we jumped on. We had pre-sale, pre-sale ability to purchase tickets. And we were like, yeah, we're going to call at 1 o'clock. We called at 1 o'clock, and it was just panic. We got 6 minutes. It kept crashing. And then we couldn't get the tickets we wanted. We wanted 6 tickets, and we didn't realize you can only get 4 at a time. Yeah. It just kept crashing. Every time we went to put my credit card details in, it kept crashing. And then we couldn't get, floor standing. So we had to get these tickets up in the bleachers, you know, where you can't see anything. So anyway, we managed to get those tickets. And then we were like, let's just try one more time. So I was like, yeah, we could probably get the refund. It wouldn't be an issue, or at least, you know, something. Anyway, so we finally went in and we thought, oh, you can only do 4 at a time. So we did the 4. We got the tickets. Great. And then I tried calling. And no one answered. And then they said we were inundated, blah, blah, blah. So I wrote an essay. And that was a year ago, and I still haven't heard back.
I know the problem here. Without saying any companies, what it is, you, Fev, Jody in Mornington, you're expecting massive companies to do the right thing. That's where you've made a massive mistake right off the bat. You've got to go in low expectations. Go, these dogs, they're going to try and screw me over here. I've got to be on top of things real quick. Otherwise, you know, it's hard work.
I love, Jody, you and I have written essay. Maybe we should write an essay together. The power of two.
That's not gonna help.
Definitely. And I'm still waiting, and I still have 3 tickets. And people said, oh, you could probably, 4 tickets. So you could probably still, you know, sell them, you know, towards the end, but they're not selling out. Oh. So it's not like there's a demand for them.
Oh, no.
That's what infuriates me too, Joe. It's when you've got a big family. Like, I know you should have limits because people, idiots, will go buy 10 tickets and, you know, that's what they do. And they've got to have a limit. But when you've got 6 people in your family, it's so hard. You've got to buy 4 tickets, come back on them. You don't get the same tickets next to them. They should have a thing for people to have.
To prove that you've got a family.
Yeah, to buy 6 tickets. It's like, it's not fair.
You don't need 6 though, Fev. Toby doesn't want to see Magic Mike live. You know what I mean? She can stay up.
Thank you, Jody. I understand your frustration. Kylie in Lang Warren. Hi, Kylie.
How are you guys?
Good. Have you had some ticket terror online?
Yes. So I was trying to buy tickets to see the Mighty Blues play and Ed Sheeran at the same time. So I had 2 devices going at school pickup.
Wow.
At school pickup, yep. Battling the mums and the four wheel drives. And I accidentally pressed best seat on Ed Sheeran instead of the football ticket. And then refreshed the page. So my Ed Sheeran tickets came to $1,000. I donated it for myself and my daughter. Then I went onto the Carlton football page and done the exact same thing and got 4 tickets to front row tickets in the members. That was fine. They're all Carlton supporters, so we got rid of them easy. I just heard from Ticket Tech yesterday after 8 weeks, 17 emails, posting on their page 4 times and 6 messages on their messenger saying that the only way I can get a refund if it's COVID related. So I've had COVID twice. I wrote, I've had COVID twice. I'm too scared to go into public big arenas. And I finally got an email saying that within the next 120 days, I shall get refunded for 2 of my tickets.
120 days.
Yes.
I might try this. I'm afraid I'm going to get COVID in September 2023. I need my tickets back.
Hey,
I need my money.
Or swap them for a date where I'm not scared of COVID.
How expensive were the front row tickets back in 2009 when you were booking tickets to watch the Blues?
Definitely not what I paid last week.
They would have been expensive.
I'd pay to go and see you line up now.
That year. Front row seats.
Thanks, Kylie. Show. Christy in Geelong. Hi, Christy.
Hey, how you going?
Good, Christy. Have you had a bit of ticket terror?
Yeah. Look, it wasn't a good experience, but I'm a big fan of Eminem. And so when he was coming down to Melbourne, I made my mum jump on the computer to get me the front row as good a ticket as I could get. And pretty much every time she kept buying some, I was like, oh, no, we could get better. So kept making her buy more.
She lost herself in the moment.
In the end, I reckon we had over about 6 rows of tickets. So I don't know how much money she ended up spending, but it was well over $3,000.
You know what you're going to be eating for the next year? Mum's spaghetti. You can't afford anything else.
Did you sell them?
Well, we ended up having like a row of us of 10 that was all family, and then the rest we sold to like other family or friends of family. And so pretty much it was a big wog fest just full of evidence.
And then you made a profit?
Yeah. Oh, not really. We had to sell them cheaper. Like last minute. One ticket we actually sold just after they had done the person who was before.
The opening act.
Yeah, literally. And then we just sold those last bit tickets. So, yeah, well, at least done. My credit card paid.
I love
you were
that.
Shifting tickets between the opening act and Eminem. That is amazing. Incredible hustle.
Melbourne's 101.9 The Fox.
A marriage therapist has come out and said there are 15 small but very significant things that every person should know about their partner 6 months into the relationship.
Wow.
So I'm going to put you boys to the test. Now, you're 18 years in, Fev.
Yeah,
and how many years have you and Luch been?
Almost eight.
Eight. So you should know the answers to these questions.
Sorry, I said that. It sounded like I was hurt, like almost eight.
At least you got over the 7 year. You got over the 7 year itch.
Yeah. Oh, is that a real thing? 7 year itch.
7 years.
I thought it was a movie with Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah.
Anyway, here we go. Can you answer these questions, Fev and Nick, about your partners? What is their favourite food?
Oh. Well, hummus. Yeah.
Hummus?
I know, it's weird. Hummus. Yes. Yeah. Loves hummus. Honestly, we go through tubs of hummus.
Wow. Yeah.
Big old Yumi's tubs of hummus.
How good's Yumi's? I'm with Luch on that.
Yeah.
I'd say Alex's favourite fruit is chocolate. Loves chocolate.
Good. That's well, there you go. Boys, you're doing well. What are your partner's favourite TV shows?
Oh,
Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Yep.
And Glee. It's really wrecking the algorithm on Netflix.
Alex loves Ozark. She just finished and she was depressed last night.
Oh, the episode?
She was shattered.
Caught up.
No, because she's finished.
Oh.
Like, depressed. Like, she's like, I'm really sad it's over.
No, so tell her Real Housewives of Beverly Hills is about to start.
Oh, yes. She loves that. Yeah, she's all over that.
What about favourite band?
Ooh.
Oh, band. God.
Oh, my wife, Paul Kelly and Bruce Springsteen.
Nice. Loves I like
them.
It.
Oh. Yeah.
Schnooksy's not really a music. We're not really a band. She loves Robbie Williams. That's her favourite.
There we go. There we go. Yeah. I'll take that. What will instantly make them laugh?
Me.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you.
Yeah.
I love that.
Not every day.
No.
Not some weeks even.
Okay. Finally, what do they, if they are going to financially splurge on something, what would it be?
Oh, it'd be meals for Luch. Yeah, because when I say hummus, that's the thing that she'd eat the most, but Italian food.
Yeah.
Meals, shows, as in
I like that.
Musicals and stuff.
Alex doesn't really splurge too much. She leaves that up to me.
And you're nailing it.
And mine is on Ladbrokes. Now, she doesn't really buy anything for herself. She does more for the kids. Like, she'll buy some good stuff for the kids, maybe a holiday. She doesn't really splurge much, which is surprising. She did buy herself a big ring.
Didn't you buy that?
Yeah, but my money, but she... Well, it's all our money, isn't it?
I trust Alex to pick that stuff.
Yeah.
You know what? You did really well. Boys, I'm quite happy with that. I think your marriage is a rock solid. Well done. And you passed this test publicly.
Should have done some curly ones.
Well, there are a couple of curly ones in, but I'm looking after your wives.
No, give it. Give me one. Give me one. Go on.
What's a curly one? Not that one. Well, there's a couple of intimate ones that I just don't think are appropriate for the radio.
Go on, just do it. It's funny.
Okay.
TCLs, baby.
What do you know what gets them in the mood? In the mood for romance. There you go.
Just take my top off.
Oh,
bro.
Yeah.
Hilariously Melbourne. Bev and Nick are the team you can trust to keep you laughing on your drive to work. And Burbank Homes are the national builder you can trust. Search Burbank Homes today. 101.9